Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
TikTok near the top of the agenda for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on a trip to China. Speaking in Beijing today, she says they're working to find a way forward.
Our concern here has to do with sensitive personal data and protecting it. This is a legitimate concern. It's a concern that China, for its part, also is concerned about.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban TikTok unless it's sold off by its Chinese owners. More than 8 million bags of laundry detergent pods are being recalled by Procter & Gamble. It affects bags of Tide Pods, Gain Flings, Ace Pods, and Ariel Pods. The seal on the bags could split and let children get into them. And forget 10,000 steps a day. A British man has now logged 10,000 miles in a year. Russ Cook is the first person known to run the length of Africa. He started last year in South Africa and just made it to Tunisia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lawrence Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lawrence Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers sink the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Service. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene on Saturday, Autumn Mikulski, Shawamigan senior track star, she ran in the Wisconsin State Indoor Track and Field Championships at UW-Whitewater and did well. Autumn took first place in the girls 1600 and second in the girls 800 meter. Now, the Indoor Track and Field Championships are open, meaning it's all divisions, all schools. So all the competitors compete against one another, one class, medium, small, everybody. Quite an accomplishment, and congratulations to Autumn Mikulski on her performance at the indoor state track meet over the weekend.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow. Let's take a look at the 9th of April. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Be serving up roasted pork chops tomorrow, au gratin potatoes, baked beans, and fruited jello. Price County Senior Dining, reach them and order your meal at 715-339-2158.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check our Hot Shot Secret Performance products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. When the State Natural Resources Board meets this Wednesday, April 10th, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will ask board members to approve a 2024 bull-only elk season for the Jackson County herd. Complete details about this possibility when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR will present the Natural Resources Board with a plan to open the Central Elk Zone in Jackson County to a hunt this fall. NRB board members will hear the proposal this Wednesday, April 10th, in Madison. Elk were reintroduced to Jackson County in 2015 and 2016, with 23 and 50 Kentucky animals released in those years, respectively. The 2023 post-calving estimate for that herd is 160 elk. And the DNR says the population has experienced a three-year average increase of 15% annually. The DNR expects the Central Elk Zone population to reach 180 after calves are born this year. That number should include approximately 38 to 42 new calves, 80 cows, and 60 bulls. Given the good growth of the herd, the DNR Elk Advisory Committee has recommended to the DNR to offer a bull-only quota within that central zone this year. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive? Down by the lake, there's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight.
Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for
7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mondays are always a very exciting day because we get our new featured pet of the week, courtesy of Katkins Animal Rescue. Caspian is our pet of the week. Caspian was brought to Katkins after he was hit by a car, and as a result, had a shattered pelvis. So he was unable to walk, and he needed surgery. So thankfully, he was able to receive that life-saving surgery, and now Caspian has fully recovered and is doing just great with three legs, but is doing great. You can see how content he is. Check out the photo, catkinsrescue.org. And he does not experience any pain, and Caspian would just, he'd do best in a home, maybe quieter home without any active children or pets, maybe good for an older person, and it's just very super loving. Check out Caspian, catkinsrescue.org. You can give them a call, stop on out and visit. Their cats and dogs available for adoption at 762-0122, catkinsrescue.org. We're going to do our birthdays next. Birthdays, anniversaries, we do belated, and we do anniversaries, birthdays, whatever you want, today or from the weekend if you missed them. 762-3221-715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our birthday celebrants, local and celebrity, twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the hours until the solar eclipse later today. From Mexico up to through the U.S. into Canada, millions will be in the path of totality, including ABC's David Muir in Burlington, Vermont.
Even if you're not directly in that path of totality, which will be wider this time than what we've seen before, scientists say about 99% of Americans across this country will witness something today, whether it's a partial eclipse, even just a piece of what we're not going to see for another two decades.
As Gazans slowly trickle back into the city of Khan Yunis following Israel's announcement of a troop withdrawal there, Doctors Without Borders say rates of malnutrition throughout the territory are growing. Talks on a ceasefire continue in Egypt. The Vatican releasing a declaration today that says surrogacy and gender reassignment surgery are grave threats to human dignity, on par with euthanasia and abortion. South Carolina beat Iowa to complete its perfect women's NCAA basketball season Sunday. Tonight it's UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks lose at home again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into halftime with an 11-point lead and still lost to the Knicks, 122-109. The Bucks have now lost four in a row. Is it a lack of effort? Damian Lillard.
If you let teams start to believe and feel good about themselves, runs happen. You know, I think that's kind of been the story of these last, you know, four or five, six games. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
The Bucks host the number one seed Celtics tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers bashed the Mariners 12-4 to win the series. A home run for Willie Adames, two home runs for William Contreras. So what did they ask the jokester, Pat Murphy, after the game?
You know, Adam McKelvey in the third row.
With all those close games to start the year, how nice is it to happen where you score early and maybe everybody can just breathe a little?
That's a really shitty question.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
That's a great answer. Congratulations to Autumn Mikulski this past weekend. The state indoor track meet was held for the high schoolers. This is all divisions, all schools across the state, and Autumn took first in the 1600 and second in the girls' 800-meter run at the state event at UW-Whitewater over the weekend. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Birthdays locally. Happy birthday to Amy Reed, who is celebrating. That is from your whole family, Amy. Hope you have a great day on this Monday, April 8th. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with these other celebrities like Patrick Arquette, won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar. Patricia Arquette, I'm sorry, in 2015 for Boyhood. And other films include Stigmata and Flirting with Disaster. 56 for Patricia Arquette today. The actress Robin Wright, one of Sean Penn's exes, 58 today. She was in the show House of Cards. John Schneider, the New York State native, played Bo Duke on the original Dukes of Hazzard, which ran from 79 to 85, became a successful country singer, had a top 15 hit with It's Now or Never in 1981, and then he returned to acting on Smallville and Desperate Housewives. 64 for John Schneider today. Jimmy Osborne, the Kentucky folk singer, born on this day, 1923, passed in 1957. And Betty Ford, of course, we best know Betty Ford for the clinic, right? The Betty Ford Rehab Detox Clinic, after undergoing rehab herself for alcohol and prescription painkillers in the late 70s, the former First Lady founded the Betty Ford Center in Rancho Mirage, California, widely considered one of the world's best addiction treatment facilities. Betty Ford, her maiden name Bloomer, Betty Bloomer, born on this day, 1918, she passed in 2011.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
What do you listen
to? Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock.
Rock and
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
Johnson and 98Q Country. We mentioned a little bit earlier about school referendums that passed in the primary last Tuesday. There were a lot of them around the area. Of course, the cost of everything is up. So the cost of running and maintaining our schools is up. And there were referendums. Abbotsford passed a $17 million referendum for their school. The Drummond School passed a nearly $30 million referendum for everything. I could go on and on the list, I'm sure. $30 million for the Drummond Area School District, and that passed on Tuesday. The Lakeland School District, Minocqua, $5.7 million for repairing some aging building systems and such. Who else? Rib Lake was a big one. Almost $20 million, $19.5 million for the Rib Lake School to update and just do, you know, a lot of stuff. You can imagine these smaller, older schools, they have to make the decision to put money into it or look at other options. So Rib Lake has passed that. That happened on Tuesday. Some other recurring referendums, they call them. The let's see here. Well, Birchwood passed one for $2.6 million. North Lakeland, a part of the Lakeland school system, they passed a $550,000 referendum. Prentice, they had a $1.8 million referendum, and that failed. That was for further funding. Of course, they recently did remodeling in that school also. The Drummond School passed another $4.8 million for current programs and services. So that's, what, over $23 million for the Drummond School, investing a lot of money. The Mellon School had a $1.5 million referendum that failed. That was a three-year non-recurring operations referendum for $500,000 a year. That did not pass in Mellon on Tuesday. The Mercer School District, they had a $4 million referendum that did pass. Again, a non-recurring levy and about $800,000 per year. So those are some of the referendums that were on the ballot this past Tuesday. A majority, a lot of them, passing, and the Rib Lake one and the Drummond one are the ones that really stand out. You're going to see those schools really transform over the next few years.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the Chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new Chamber Director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, now only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the Chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow. Bring in the BC Auto Repair Towing Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin, and shield your vehicle with fluid film protection. Defend against road chemicals, grime, and more to preserve your vehicle's appearance. Trust us to handle your entire vehicle, including calibrating all ADOS. Advanced driver assistance systems with the latest technology. Schedule your service today at 715-428-2545 and discover all the services we offer. Don't let road hazards ruin your vehicle. Protect it with BC Auto Repair Towing and Recovery, located 3 miles east of the intersection of Highway 8 and County Road A on Lowen Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Call now.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Fast Tracks Excavating in Phillips has been doing business locally since 2005 and is a proud supporter of local community events and a Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
We see them every day. People driving using their phones. There's a sneak a peeker or the fast scroller who can quickly become the fender bender. The got a ticketer or the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight. But the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
I can see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to looking.
stay.